Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Keep it locked into your favorite radio station with Roy Cotton Jr.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Rated as the best radio show in the world, this is Love Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the best radio station and radio show in the world. Roy Cotton Jr. here, Love and Inspiration, reminding you that this radio show is live on Sundays from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And if you've missed a live episode of Love and Inspiration, you can always listen to a rebroadcast every Sunday on voiceofthecaribbean.net at 8 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, or on Monday mornings at 10 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And if you do want to listen to episodes of Love and Inspiration, all those top and amazing, powerful interviews, you can download the Bashani Radio app, or you can just go on to Bashani Radio and listen to Love and Inspiration. And the new episode is going to be out tomorrow, so you want to get your hands on that, going out to over 2.1 million listeners. And I am so happy to have with me here on radio today, and joining me from various parts of the world, I have someone who's been on the show before, and he's no stranger to Love and Inspiration, Dr. Johannes R. Fisslinger, who's live in Germany at this point in time. And here on St. Martin, Dr. Emiko Birdlake, who's a cardiologist over at the St. Martin Medical Center. And I'm joined by Mrs. Billy Sterling Lewis, who is a counseling psychologist on the beautiful island of Tobago next to Trinidad. And here, your host, Roy Cotton Jr. on beautiful St. Martin. Now, I'm speaking with these three individuals because of the following. As I mentioned earlier, there's a powerful summit that is coming up on the 27th of October to the 31st, 2021. And you do not want to miss this. And I am part of the Lifestyle Medicine Summit team myself, and my beautiful wife, Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton, will be hosting the largest lifestyle medicine summit ever held with some of the major players in the healthcare industry. We're talking about 50 plus health professionals, experts in their field, top names out there in the health industry. And just wanted to let you know that you are in the right place at the right time. And this is something that you want to plug into if you're passionate about prevention, lifestyle medicine, and health coaching, and all of that good stuff. Well, without further ado, let me just introduce and welcome my wonderful guests on the show today. Dr. Johannes Visselinger, who is live from out of Germany, and I will just mention what he is all about. He's the founder of Lifestyle Prescription University, offering master's and PhD doctorate degrees in root cause health coaching and lifestyle medicine. He's the author of 5 books, including The 6 Root Cause of All Symptoms, director, producer of the Titans of Yoga and Lifestyle Medicine documentary film, co-founder of National Yoga Month, September, and he's passionate to inspire healthy and conscious living. And then here on Beautiful Samaritan, I've got Dr. Emiko Bird-Lake, who is a cardiologist at the Samaritan Medical Center. She is member and medical advisor of the Heart and Stroke Foundation, organizer of the yearly cardiovascular disease awareness campaigns. Ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you, they're so powerfully well organized. I've been to 2 of them. So I really want to give her props for that and her team, a really powerful event. She's chair of the Medical Ethics Committee, medical specialist staff, and member of Council of Health. And then we've got from beautiful Tobago, Bailey Sterling Lewis, who is a counseling psychologist, certified life coach, author, and founder of EMPAC Counseling Consultancy, which she'll explain what that is to you. And she has worked extensively over the years with substance misusers, persons dealing with mood disorders, and victims of gender-based violence. She's the host of the annual Women's Healing and Empowerment Seminar in Trinidad and Tobago. Good afternoon and good evening to you wonderful guests of mine. Dr. Johannes, good evening to you over in Germany. How are you, sir?
Oh, thank you, Roy. Thanks so much for the invitation. Really appreciate it.
Wonderful to have you back on the show. Dr. Emiko Bird here on St. Martin. Good afternoon to you, doctor. How are you?
Good afternoon, Roy. Good afternoon, all my colleagues there. It's really great to be on the radio station with you today and to share this moment indeed.
Pleasure to have you. And Mrs. Bailey Sterling Lewis over in Tobago. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Love and Inspiration. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon, Roy, and good afternoon to the doctors on. I am great. I hope you are. And it's really good to be here with you guys today.
Fantastic. I'm so happy to have all 3 of you here with me on the show. So let's go straight into what we're going to be talking about today, because it's so very important, as you know, as health specialists, whether it be for physical, whether it be for mental health, how very important it is today to really take charge and own your wellness. And Dr. Johannes, I want to just start with you first of all, seeing that you're so passionate about lifestyle medicine. Now, persons may be asking, what in the world is lifestyle medicine? So just share with us briefly, what is that all about? And then we can proceed from there.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I think it's pretty simple, right? I mean, 80% of doctor visits, health issues that we have are what we call chronic diseases, right? Like heart disease, diabetes, obesity, autoimmune, pain, even anxiety, depression. Now, they are caused, and the research is very, very clear by now, they're caused by our lifestyle habits. And what we've been doing over the last 30 years, we try to manage it. And it doesn't seem to work, right? I mean, it works to a certain degree, but we manage, but we do not resolve these health issues. And again, over the last 20, 25 years, there have been so much research done into these lifestyle factors of chronic health issues. And by the way, what 90% of healthcare costs, I mean, go towards these chronic health issues. And it's like this, right? We have water on the floor, right? Every morning we go there and water is on the floor and we don't know what it is. And instead of managing, we should turn off the faucet, right? We should find out what are these root causes. And again, they're lifestyle based. And so if they're lifestyle based, then why don't we address these lifestyle issues? And that's what lifestyle medicine is, and health coaching, obviously, where we help clients, people that have health issues, to make these necessary changes that are often way more easy and way simpler than we would think. You know, often we think, oh my God, I need to eat better. I need to maybe adjust my sleep pattern, right? I need to exercise more. I need to create more meaningful relationships, my social environment, improve that. And manage stress better. These are the four pillars, basically, of lifestyle medicine, you know, the big picture. And so that's what the Lifestyle Medicine Summit is all about, because, gosh, I think when I talk to, thousands and thousands of doctors and people in general every week or month, and everybody seems to agree that healthcare needs to change. I mean, we need to move healthcare into the 21st century, right? And it's not, my firm belief is that it's not technology, right? Oh, we improve technology and everything gets better. Not at all. You know, what really going to make the difference if we take charge of our life and actually make the changes that we know work?
So very powerful, as you said that, Dr. Johannes. And I just want to actually just join Dr. Emiko Bird-Lake here on St. Martin as a cardiologist into what you've stated a while ago, how important it is to, you know, be aware of your lifestyle. Now, Dr. Emiko, you see patients regularly that comes to the hospital as a cardiologist. And I'm pretty sure when you speak to them, they are there because of heart issues, whatever situation it may be that's brought on a situation with their heart. And I'm sure that you talk to them about, I believe, starting a new diet or a new lifestyle. Talk to us a little bit about that, because you, on your side as a medical doctor, what are you seeing, if you are able to add on to anything that Dr. Johannes stated a while ago when it comes to lifestyle?
Thank you, Roy. I do see a lot of patients, and a lot of patients here, especially on the island, have obesity, hypertension, and type 2 diabetes, which all are leading risk factors for cardiovascular disease. And the same 80% that Dr. Fislinger, Johannes mentioned, is that 80% of cardiovascular disease can be prevented. And that means that if we have to change our method of treatment as well, and our advice that we are giving, because all of the new medications that are being developed is indeed to reduce the amount of hospitalizations and the death rate. But it starts off with, when you find out that you have a risk factor, such as obesity or high blood pressure or diabetes, that we give lifestyle management advice at first. Because we don't want to make the patients dependent on medication at first. We want to teach them how to first treat them, you know, treat their lifestyle, change their lifestyle by taking on different dietary measures, by exercising more, and also understanding what it is that they have. So beginning by knowledge, when you understand what it is, what the risk factor is, or what disease you have, you're more able to realize that you need to make changes. So it's a mindset as well. Changing the mindset, changing the lifestyle is the most important thing before I prescribe any medication.
That's interesting, as you stated that. Changing the mindset is so very important. And talking about mind, as we have Mrs. Billy Sterling Lewis over in Tobago, who is a counseling psychologist, and you deal so much with the mind. What can you say about that, Billy? Talk to us a little bit about that, because this is so powerful and important for people to know. And ladies and gentlemen, before Billy speaks, go on to my Facebook right now, Roy Cotton Jr., or the Love and Inspiration Facebook group, and there you can register for the Lifestyle Medicine Summit on 27th of October to the 31st. Or if you do not have Facebook, go on to www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com and scroll down to the help page, and there you can register. Go ahead, Billy. We're listening.
I'm so happy to hear these doctors speak the way they just spoke, because I feel like a baby in this group. I'm just a few, over 10 years, but I'm sure they've been on longer. And in recent years, I've come to recognize the power of the brain, and even the brain and our diet in terms of our mental health conditions. I think one of the struggles that we have, and I have, is that a lot of persons in my age group or experiential level in the field have not yet caught on to that. So sometimes I'm fighting a battle by myself. But indeed, the mindset is so important. The lifestyle factors are so important when it comes to our mental health issues. Now, in the Caribbean, we see a lot of depression is the main one we find in the Caribbean population. We have the substance misuse issues. And so when we look at anxiety issues as well, a lot of it is not only linked to like things like trauma, but how we have interpreted these events and how these mindsets and thought patterns are filtering into the choices we make every day. And even on the client level, sometimes it's a struggle to get clients to understand, hey, you don't need to take medication for so long, sometimes if at all. But if you make these small changes, unless of course it's a really crisis level state or something like that, but you will help them understand if you can make these small changes starting now in terms of how well you sleep, how you eat, how you interact, then you could see an overall improvement on the health. So definitely the mindset, I believe, is at the root of it all, of course, because it links to the choices that we make on an everyday basis.
Very important that you say the choices that we make and the mindset, because at the end of the day, Dr. Emiko Bird Lake here on St. Martin, you know, as a cardiologist, and you stated a while ago, you can easily prescribe medication, because if someone comes in with a specific condition with their heart, it's so easy with the new type of medicine, as you stated, to say, okay, here, you take this three times a day, whatever the case may be. But it's so very important, as I'm hearing from you earlier, or I've heard from you earlier, how important it is to have that conversation with your client, your patient, when they come to your practice, to help them to recognize how important it is to change their lifestyle in order to live healthier and even self maybe not have to come back to you regularly. So what would you want to say about that as we continue this conversation, Dr. Bird?
Well, Roy, I think it's very important. I really invest time in talking to my patients. I need to understand why they do things and for what reason. And I'm try to help them understand, you know, why, for example, why do people smoke, for example? Is it because you like it, or is it because you're suppressing something? Is it why, if you've gotten medication, because many times these patients don't come, they already come with medication to me, and you notice that they're also non-compliant. So then you have to ask, what is the reason that you're not using the prescribed medication? And if you want to get off the medication, what are you doing to get off of it? So in St. Martin, and I think that's in the whole Caribbean, that non-compliance, non-adherence to medication is a big issue. Well, we would like people to take the medication. But first of all, we would like people to realize why they're taking the medication, and also to know the numbers. Yeah? So, and know the medication type that you're taking and what effect it has, but also mainly what can we do to maybe reduce the medication that we've given by changing our lifestyle. One important thing that I try to teach my patients is know your numbers. So when you come to talk to me, I know that if you understand what a blood pressure of 150 over 95, that it's in too high, then I have an idea that you know at least what is high. You know, if you come with a LDL level of, you know, over 200, you understand that, or your HbA1c. These are all terms and laboratory markings that we use to look at how well somebody is regulated. So my first thing that I teach patients, that if you have medication and you have risk factors, is know your numbers. Because by knowing your numbers, you will see when it has improved or it's getting worse, and so that you can do something about it. If you're unaware of that, and most people say, yes, I went to the general practitioner, and he always tells me it's good. But when I look at the results, it's not good. And they have no idea, because they never ask what the numbers are.
They never ask for what the numbers are. So it's so very important to understand, as you're stating there, Dr. Bird, what you're taking, what your situation is, what before you actually come to you, because it makes it easier to really help that individual to a healthier part. If I'm understanding you correctly, is that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because if you have no idea what it is you're taking a medication for, you cannot improve your situation. That simple.
I follow you, definitely, 100%. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Love and Inspiration here with your host, Roy Cotton Jr., broadcasting live from out of beautiful St. Martin in the Eastern Caribbean. This radio show can be heard on also voiceofthecaribbean.net and on Bashani Radio from out of New York. And I'm speaking here today on the show with three specialists from around the world, Dr. Johannes Visselinger, who is the founder of the Lifestyle Medicine Prescription University out of Germany. And also I have Dr. Emiko Bird-Lake, who is a cardiologist on St. Martin at the St. Martin Medical Center. And I have from out of Tobago, Mrs. Billy Sterling-Lewis, who is a counseling psychologist. And she is with us here on the show. And reminding you, of course, that, you know, you might not stand still by this, but from what I've gathered, that one plus billion people worldwide suffer from chronic disease without knowing that they are evidence-based solutions. And that's why, Dr. Johannes, you're so very passionate that I know about Lifestyle Medicine Summit and also the university and the training that you give to your health coaches, which both myself and my lovely wife, Dr. Nicole Uname Francis Cotton, are lifestyle prescription medicine health coaches ourselves. So just to help persons to understand how very important it is to identify what could be the root cause of the symptoms that they are presenting with. For instance, if they go to Dr. Emiko Bird, who's a cardiologist, and of course, you know, it might be a heart condition, but what might be behind that, or what other play a very important role if you don't know what the root cause is? And I know that Billy over in Tobago, you deal with a lot of clients, I'm sure, that you get to know what is their root cause, why they're presenting and having challenges mentally. So Dr. Johannes, talk to us.
Yes, well, I think the easiest way to understand is that, you know, when we talk about high blood pressure, right, just means that's the symptom that we can treat. And that is often very important. We call that kind of emergency disease management. That is what we've used to so far. But again, the question is, what's causing our body to increase blood pressure, right? Why is it chronic? Why is it not just happening for a week, but it seems to be repeating itself again and again? And the root causes, as we call them, you know, there is one is obviously lifestyle, very important, you know, the way we eat, and lack of exercise. And obviously the big aspect that we often not pay attention to is psychosocial stress, which is basically our emotional situation. How much anger, sadness, fear is in our life, right? That affects our body, and actually very specific parts of our body very strongly. Also, like we talked about mindset, you know, our thoughts, our beliefs. If, for example, if I don't pay any attention to health, to my health, it's just not important to me, well, then I will not do the things that I kind of need to do to stay healthy. And I want to say one thing for everybody's listening, right? So the science in terms of lifestyle medicine, lifestyle affecting our health, that's absolutely proven and clear. The big question now, and that's what the summit is really all about, is how do we implement this? And that's really a big problem, right? Because our healthcare system is not made for this. Because if we know that lifestyle is the causative factor, then, well, how do we deal with that on a large scale? And what one of our speakers, like, we have amazing speakers at the summit, right? Dean Ornish, David Katz. I mean, like, you know, they're the top of the line in terms of lifestyle preventive type of medicine. And what they say is always like, lifestyle medicine is basically the best medicine we have because it works for 90% of the symptoms that we experience as people. It is cost effective. It doesn't cost anything. It just means we change little habits, and sometimes little habit change are super effective. The big challenge, though, is, and I think that's probably in the back of the minds of many of us, well, but it's so hard. It's so difficult to change, right? And that is why we propose that lifestyle medicine, and we combine it with health coaching. Because imagine, I'd like everybody to imagine, if you know you have a health issue, you know that it's a fact, if you make certain lifestyle changes, that symptom becomes less. It might even disappear. You have more energy. your love life is better, right? Proven fact. Your relationship, your the way you interact with other people is different. It improves. You live longer, right? With a higher quality of life. I mean, these benefits, right? Is it worth to make a few lifestyle changes so I live 10 years longer and better? And that's what we talked about mindset, I think is so important that we need to educate everyone, and especially in healthcare. One of the big problems in healthcare is that doctors, nurses, healthcare providers basically get no education in their medical schools in terms of lifestyle, in terms of diet, SIPO, zero. Just everybody think about that. And it slowly starts to change. But part of the summit is to give health professionals the tools. For example, think about in 5-10 years or maybe earlier than that. When you go to a doctor, the doctor says, well, I can manage the disease. I write an Rx medication prescription, or you have the choice to go the lifestyle medicine route and I can write a lifestyle prescription for you. Just imagine what that would do. Because now suddenly we as consumers, right? We as people that have health issues, we have a choice. And I think the majority of us would go the more preventive route because the benefits are so huge.
The benefits are so huge, and that's what we need to look at. What are the benefits and what will actually help to prolong, you know, our life if we are having health challenges? I am here with Dr. Johannes Visselinger from out of Germany, Dr. Emiko Bird Lake out of St. Martin, and Mrs. Billy Sterling Lewis from out of Tobago. Billy, can I just ask you, what do you share with your clients in terms of, you know, their lifestyle change that they need to make when it comes to having challenges, you know, on the mental aspect of it, after depression or suicidal thoughts, etc.? Talk to us as a counseling psychologist.
Sure. One of the first things that was mentioned already is the issue of your thought life, the mindset, the attitudes. And I think one thing that continues to be evident in a lot of the clients that I deal with is that there's so much trauma history, so many negative experiences in their past that they have not yet properly dealt with. And Dr. Johannes just said that, where the stress levels are there, then they're not being addressed. And not only that, but the stress and other emotions affect organs in our body. Major organs in our body. And these organs, as you can imagine, are linked to our physical health. So we definitely start at looking at what is happening in your mind, in your thought life. What is the main way you think about yourself, about other people, about life in general? As a holistic psychologist, the way I practice, I also bring in, what is the main way you think about God? Because we understand that even our spirituality and our spiritual life has a major role to play in our mental health and our physical health. And from there, then we're able to look at how those thought patterns are impacting our emotional life. And generally, most come to see the impact. And it's interesting that so many clients before have not really thought about it that way. They kind of just think, you know, if you give me a pill, if you give me, you know, a medication regime for a little bit, things will stabilize. And yes, sometimes I do agree that is necessary. And where that is needed, we make the recommendations for that and the referrals for that. But when they understand that, hey, they actually have more power within their present state in terms of their mind, their body, their resources, their relationships, eliminate some of the emotional issues that they're having, then we are able to get them into the action stage. So many times the depression, the anxiety, the even some of the borderline issues that come up that will have those involved. And of course, I've been over 10 years in substance misuse. This is a big one. I often say to people, substance misuse is a symptom that becomes a problem in and of itself. But many times people use substances, of course, to do what we call self-medicate. So we get them to see that and see how it's impacting the way they are living, not only their emotions, but how they are living now. So like I said earlier, the simple choice of getting up earlier or going to bed earlier so that you could wake up earlier and set a morning routine. So I often ask clients, what is your morning routine? And they oftentimes kind of get stumped, like, huh? What do you mean? Yeah, what do you do when you get up in the morning? Are you setting your intentions? Are you taking time to connect with God? Are you allowing yourself to have a wholesome breakfast that takes you to the next level and the next stage in your day? And so when we get them to the action stage, it's now about how do I maintain these actions? Because so many times we can get them to that channel, recognizing how their thoughts are impacting their emotions, and then recognizing how their emotions are impacting their behaviors. And they do make those initial steps towards, hey, I want to make a change. Let me start to address these issues. But one thing that happens is that many times the maintenance is difficult. And so what we have is them cycling through periods of highs and lows in terms of depressions and episodes and off episodes in terms of anxiety or whatever other mental issue, even the substance misuse, like I said, moments when they feel that they got discovered, and the other moments just dealing with relapses or lapses, because I like to separate the two, difference between lapse and relapses. But it's now getting them to understand that they do have, we like to use the word power of agency, that level of control, the capacity, the efficacy within themselves to actually maintain these things. So it's definitely just a general thing of what do you think, how it's affecting your body, how the emotions are affecting your choices, including your lifestyle choices. And these simple things, when we begin to see people practice them on a consistent level, it becomes so powerful for change, and not just change, but sustain the change in their lives. And I could say this is something I had to go through myself. And so I get to work with my clients, not just from an academic perspective in terms of that's what I study, that's what I do at a professional level, but it's also how I had to live my life, coming out myself from issues personally with mental health and loss and trauma and grief.
That's so powerful, as you say that, Billy. Sustain change and also being honest with your clients, because that's so very important. When a client comes to you, it's not because you're there as a professional, but that you are also able to let them, or him or her, feel that you are human, that you are able to connect with them, that you are able to be even vulnerable for that small moment, that they're able to connect with you and be able to open up even more. And I know that's so very important. I can imagine as a cardiologist for Dr. Bird on St. Martin, Dr. Johannes, as you do a lifestyle prescription medicine health coaching, and you stated it a while ago, Billy, and for the fact that today is Mental Health Day, what can you actually say? Because we've got listeners chiming in around St. Martin, around the world, sending in messages, and today being Mental Health Day, Billy, what can you say about that? And just before you answer, I just also got a message a while ago from a listener who said these are great and powerful speakers and cannot wait for the summit. And if you do want to get to the summit and experience this all, go on to my Facebook right now, and that's Roy Cotton Jr., or go on to Love and Inspiration Roy Cotton Jr. Facebook group and scroll down, and there you'll see the link to register, or you can go on to www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com and go on to the help page and register, as Victorious Living Foundation is also the co-hosting the Lifestyle Medicine Summit on the 31st of October, which is going to be live with some great speakers, which are going to be Dr. Emiko Bird-Lake and also Mrs. Billy Sterling Lewis and two other professionals. And we also have Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton. So what would you like to say about Mental Health Day today, Billy? And then we'll go over to wrapping up this powerful talk and inviting persons to the summit.
Sure. Thank you so much. And even that person who contributed, thank you. I'm looking forward myself. But listen, in the Caribbean, we are struggling with a mental health crisis. And I'm not just talking about the COVID issue, because that has really exacerbated what we are seeing or what was existing before. But then we see that the mental health issue or the mental health crisis is one that is impacting every other sector in the Caribbean region, because it can be seen in many instances as a disability. I'm not sure our policies in many of our, especially our smaller islands, are at that stage yet where they're seeing the impact, the heavy weight, the economic weight of our mental health and mental illnesses out there. But then what is necessary for us to understand is that part of the reason why we have this heavy burden, and that's how CARICOM concluded, it's interesting, they just released their speech for today for World Mental Health Day, but one of the things that we see is that this issue of stigma continues to be a breeding ground for the mental health struggles that we have and the inability to effectively treat. And I would like to use the word eradicate in some instances. Yes, I believe we're going to always have stressors, you know, with us. You know, I like to use the analogy. The Bible says we always have the poor with us. And I always say we will always have substance misusers. We'll always have persons who struggle with mental illness. I actually like how one professor at UWE put it. He said, listen, stigma and mental illness is no longer a situation of them, because it now is a function, an inevitable function of life. It's a consequence of all of our lives. So no matter what stage or level we are in life, many of us face mental health challenges. And so the stigma now allows us or forces us into a place where we have an argument of us versus them, although we're all in this together. And that keeps us from getting the help. And I just want to repeat this because we're saying it all, so all the other folks on this afternoon are saying that. Even CARICOM is saying, I just want to read this quickly because it was so interesting to hear them saying this. CARICOM says you need to engage in lifestyle, healthy lifestyles, like being physically active, engaging healthy eating, quit smoking, quit the alcohol use. There's a lot of up and toss with terms of the marijuana, but you know the THC is destructive and dangerous. Reduce consumption of alcohol and get your annual checks. Improve your personal relationships. Hey, when last did we hear doctors saying to you, which is something we as therapists ask our clients, what's your support system? And it's interesting that people would, you know, just be proud to say, oh, I do this by myself and I'm good at that. And I normally get really scared because I would say you need a support system. And so our mental health must be improved through these measures, but we also have to work on eliminating the stigma, clearing out that breeding ground for mental health and for mental illnesses, and allowing openness, allowing our education systems, in our homes, in the media, in the schools. How many of our schools teach mental health and mental wellness? Not many. I don't know of any. And I used to be a counselor in the school who taught HFLE. We didn't see much of that at all. So if we can work on eliminating the stigma, we can get a long way. If we can get our media involved, like just like they did with HIV, just like they're doing with COVID-19, if we can get them on board in a robust way with our mental health issues, we will get a long way, a great way in addressing mental health issues in our populations in the Caribbean. Of course, we know worldwide, but the Caribbean is still a step behind, or maybe two steps behind some of the other larger countries where this is concerned. Our policymakers must come involved. Like I said, our media, our education system, and the individual responsibility must not be ignored. Each of us have a role to play in making sure mental health and wellness becomes a priority and remains a priority. So that's how I just want to put that there. Just look at the issue of stigma and see how we can get that addressed and improve the lives of those who deal with mental illness. Because you know what? It's all of us. It is all of us. It's no longer us versus them. It's all of us.
That's so powerfully said, Billy. I really appreciate that, what you shared a while ago. And you know, something stuck with me with all that you said, so really timely. And thank you for sharing that with the listeners around the world. I just want to go quickly over to Dr. Emiko Bird, because I know Billy stated, you know, that question, who is your support system? Now, Dr. Bird, in the hospital, your practice, is that a question that you do ask your clients when they come in? What is your support system when they're all maybe anxious about whatever heart condition they have or on medication? Talk to us a little bit about that, Dr. Bird.
Yes, Roy. The thing is, right now with COVID, you know, the patients have to come in alone sometimes, only if they need. But before that time, they would always come in if they have a partner or, you know, a sister or a daughter, someone would come along. And you notice that some patients are very they don't even know their own medication. So their wife knows it. So they ask, my wife knows it, or no, my husband knows it. So they do have a sort of support system, but they're kind of, in my aspect, abusing that, and not, you know, they're making sure the other person knows about them, but they themselves don't know about themselves. So I do encourage people indeed to support each other. And you know, there's this kind of taboo where the elderly people don't tell their children what they're suffering from. So a lot of children sometimes don't even know what their parents are suffering from. So I do believe that, you know, being open about things, and also making sure that family members are included by important discussions about decisions that you have to make, what are operations are concerned, is very important. Anything that, you know, if you have a good support team behind of you, you're also more likely to be successful in regulating your cardiovascular risk factors.
I appreciate that very much, Dr. Emiko Bird-Lake from the St. Martin Medical Center on St. Martin. And as we are coming to the end, we are going to ask you, Dr. Johannes, just to give the listeners an idea of who are some of the top experts in treating root cause diseases, or, you know, from what I know, I'm seeing the list here, 50 of the world's top experts. So can you just name a few, give a few names? So, because some people out there would know those names, so that they know how important it is. And it's not maybe just for the names, but because of the information that they will get at the summit. And then I'm just going to briefly ask Dr. Emiko Bird-Lake what she's going to be focusing on, and also Billy Sterling Lewis. And then we are going to be rounding off here. Dr. Johannes, you can go ahead and share with us some of the names.
Yes. Yes. Okay, thank you. Well, just a few names. I mean, you know, David Katz, which is from Yale University. We have Dr. Campbell, which is, he's like, I think, 90-something and super sharp and smart. And he's done one of the China study, which is one of the foundational researches in nutrition. We have psychosocial stresses and infertility, Ashley and Killeran. We have Dr. Perlmutter, Dean Ornish, which he's called the father of lifestyle medicine. He treated Bill Clinton, Clint Eastwood. Hollywood is like totally following his lead in terms of healthy living, lifestyle medicine. I mean, there's so many. It's really interesting that I think that there is the readiness to make a change. Health professionals all over the world, I think, know, and people in general, we know that healthy living is important. The question is, how do we do it? How do we create a system that supports us? Like we just heard from before, how important social support is and education is. And that's really, I think, what the summit mostly is about. You know, for everybody, for health lovers, as we call them, anyone that says, well, you know, I really want to heal, I want to get rid of some of these symptoms that I have, because obviously they're not good for us and we don't want them really. But now that you know, that we know there are solutions for these chronic health issues, the question is, what are we going to do? And so, first of all, please attend the summit. It's free to attend, right? I think we didn't mention that yet. So it's free to attend, to listen to these live talks. And I think that the something practical that everybody can do right now, there's three questions that you can ask your healthcare provider. And it's not just good for you, because you're going to be more educated. You take charge of your life, right? You're the boss. Everybody out there, you guys are the ones that kind of like take charge and be responsible and make health really important. And there's three questions you can ask your healthcare provider. First of all, you can ask, well, are there treatment options? Whatever health issue you have, are there options? And what are the options? Please explain it to me. Right? Because there's always, for every health issue, there are options. Every single one. The second one that I, part of the summit is like this global movement where we'd like everyone that goes to a doctor, nurse, healthcare provider, asks this question. Do you offer lifestyle medicine and health coaching? Again, it's the question to ask your healthcare provider is, do you offer lifestyle medicine and health coaching for my chronic health issues? Do you prescribe lifestyle medicine, right, and health coaching? And that gets the conversation going, not just for you that you educate yourself, but also for the doctors, because that is really what we have to do. And I know with Roy and Nicole, we obviously, with Lifestyle Prescription University, I think a country like St. Martin or in the Caribbean, right? It's a bit smaller countries, right? And please, everybody that is in the power of making decisions, think about it. I mean, now is the possibility to change healthcare, to change not just healthcare, right, towards a more preventive, healthy model of healthcare, which at the end is people are healthier, they are more productive, they feel better, the whole vibe and energy of a nation's going to change and improve. They're going to be more successful as a result of that. We pay less for healthcare and can invest into something else. And so part of our drive is, like in St. Martin, for example, to make this happen, because it is possible. It just needs the decision to actually go for it and to make this choice to be innovative, to be the first in terms of a country making these changes. And I know we can do this. The facts are clear. Now it's just taking these decisions and moving forward. And again, I think the best thing for everyone is just attend the summit. You can pick the topics. You know, just go to the website where Roy has the links available and join and be part of the global movement for healthy living, prevention, and lifestyle medicine.
Powerful. Thank you for that, Dr. Johannes. And just getting quickly an idea from Dr. Emiko Bird-Lake, on the 31st of October, actually, which is a Sunday, and we're going to be doing that live, of course. Dr. Bird, just share with us briefly what you're going to be focusing on, because I've seen a title here that says Living a Heart-Healthy Lifestyle. And then I'm going to hear from you, Mrs. Billy Sterling-Lewis, because I understood you're going to be addressing negative rumination about mental health stigma, discrimination, and shame. Wow, powerful. So, Dr. Bird, just whet our appetite a little bit there about living a heart and healthy lifestyle. This is powerful.
Yes, I will be talking about prevention and talking about life seven, simple seven. So what are the seven things that we need to adjust to be able to have a good, healthy heart, and to prevent cardiovascular disease as much as possible? And also, what is your life expectancy after you've treated your risk factors well? So, you know, we can look at before and after.
Powerful. I cannot wait for the 31st of October. Thank you for that. And Billy, let's hear from you what you've got coming up for, you know, the listeners, those who are going to be attending on the 31st of October.
Yes, I actually just kind of mentioned a little bit in my last share, but I, in my presentation, will be crossing that thin line between mental health and mental illness that exists. And like I was saying earlier, bridging that gap between them and us, looking at really how our negative thoughts, and this is from the policy level to the, well, from the macro and the micro level, how our thoughts about mental illness really is keeping those who are mentally ill stuck in a place that they actually don't need to be stuck in. And that trickles down to the individual as well. And so helping us understand, because stigma becomes a whole acronym, so I'm going to go into that with the presentation, about what really is at the root of stigma. We talk about root causes all the time. We always have to go back to root. What is the root cause of stigma when it comes to mental illnesses? And then what we need to do to really address it and change the thought patterns, like we're talking about today, change the mindset about mental illness so that it can be now seen and in the right way and dealt with in a really effective, efficient way.
Very powerful. I cannot wait. Actually, just as a friend of ours in Nigeria says, I can't wait for the 31st of October. This is super exciting. And ladies and gentlemen, you can go on right now onto my Facebook, Roy Cotton Jr. or Love and Inspiration Roy Cotton Jr. and scroll on my page and you'll see right there where the link is for you to register for the Lifestyle Summit, Lifestyle Medicine Summit that is going to be taking place on the 27th of October to the 31st of October 2021. And if you do not have Facebook, go on to www.victoria.com. victoriousliving.com. And just letting you know that the Caribbean Stage is basically brought to you by Victorious Living Foundation on St. Martin. That's going to be taking place on Sunday, October 31st from 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 5 p.m. And basically, it's really looking at a healthy lifestyle, medicine, Caribbean style, and really looking at making the Caribbean the health destination of the world. I love that. You know, we're all about tourism. But listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, I want you to go straight into the mind right now. Listen to my voice. Making the Caribbean the health destination of the world. How does that sound? Doesn't that make you excited? Absolutely. I know. I see you jumping out of your seat and you're saying, Roy Cotton Jr., I cannot control myself. Thank you for saying that. And really, you are going to hear from Dr. Emiko Bird Lake. She's going to focus on living a heart and healthy lifestyle. You're going to hear from Mrs. Billy Sterling just now, Sterling Lewis from Tobago, addressing negative rumination about mental health stigma, discrimination, and shame. And next week, Sunday, of course, on the show, I'm going to be joined by Dr. Arlene Rhodes, who's a medical doctor, dermatologist, and author, and motivational speaker straight out of Jamaica, and joined by the Honorable Priest Kalash Leons from out of beautiful St. Lucia, and he's the visionary of Mount Kailash Rejuvenation Center in St. Lucia. And he has worked with prime ministers and people throughout the Caribbean region. He's going to focus on natural immunity. And Dr. Rose from beautiful Jamaica is going to focus on untold secrets of the human body. I can't wait. You just do like me. I've registered. Register now. So, Dr. Johannes, I'm super excited, as you can hear. All those really powerful names, as you've mentioned before, and Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton speaking on the 29th of October, Dr. Emiko Bird Lake, Dr. Arlene Rose, and many. Okay, I am done. Dr. Johannes, I know it's late over in Germany, so it's time for you to have a lovely good evening. So you can round off with your final thoughts to the listeners around the world and St. Martin. And the same for you, Dr. Bird, and also to you, Billy, from beautiful Tobago.
Thank you, Roy. Yes,
thank you so much. So thanks for the invitation to share. And again, that's my passion, to inspire healthy living, to educate, to be a teacher, to help us as a society to live better. You know, I think that the best times are ahead. And the first step is always awareness, you know, being aware that there are possibilities that we can do better. And again, that's what the summit is all about. It gives a lot of education if you're health lovers or professionals, right? It's really meant for both the professional or someone that has health issues and wants solutions. So join the summit. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's a happy crowd, a passionate crowd and experts, and you're absolutely going to love it, and it's going to benefit so much for you personally. So thanks for the invitation, Roy. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Johannes. And of course, Billy Sterling, Lewis, I know you're representing Antigua as it is. Your final thoughts there?
Yes, thank you for sharing that. I'm in Tobago by way of Antigua, but definitely I'm myself looking forward to sharing and learning at this summit. But I just want to remind folks that, listen, your mental health, of course, in collaboration with your physical health, it is profitable. Your mental health is profitable. It is a part of your wealth. And so if you're about, you know, legacy and longevity and wealth for yourself and the next generation that you are seeking to develop and protect your mental health. In addition to your physical health.
Thank you so much, Billy, for that. And Dr. Emiko Bird Lake here on St. Martin at the St. Martin Medical Center. Your final thoughts before we leave?
Yes, I want to encourage everybody that wellness starts from within. And we have to really appreciate our wellness. We have to look that we make sure that we feel well emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually, but also physically, socially, and environmentally. All of those aspects combined gives us a great feeling about ourselves, and that means good health and a good life.
Fantastic. Thank you, Dr. Emiko Bird Lake here on St. Martin. Ladies and gentlemen, it was fantastic. I'm pretty sure you can concur with me on that one. And it was really a pleasure having my four guests on the show today from around the world, Germany, Tobago and here on St. Martin. And ladies and gentlemen, you heard from Dr. Johannes Fisselinger, founder of the Lifestyle Prescription University and also the founder of the Lifestyle Medicine Summit that's going to be taking place from October 27th to the 31st of October 2021. And you can go onto my Facebook and register there, or go onto victoriouslivingfoundation.com, go onto the help page and register on the link there. It's all free for the summit. And you heard from Dr. Emiko Lake Bird, who is a cardiologist at the St. Martin Medical Center, member and medical advisor of the Heart and Stroke Foundation, organizer of the yearly cardiovascular disease awareness campaigns, chair of the Medical Ethics Committee, medical specialist staff, and member of the Council of Health. And you heard from Billy Sterling Lewis in Tobago, a counseling psychologist, certified life coach, author, and founder of the EMPAC Counseling Consultancy. And she has done extensive work over the years with substance misusers, persons dealing with mood disorders, and victims of gender-based violence. Billy, I forgot all about EMPAC. Just can you say what that is all about, please, just briefly?
Sure. That's EMPAC, and it really stands for Empowering People, Assisting Change. So that's what I do, work with empowerment and helping people achieve the change that they need to see in their lives for wellness.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing that with us. And ladies and gentlemen, super excited. You know what to do.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.